The Sports Addict Radio Network proudly presents The Jerry Miller Show.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
Opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie Nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@cvasports.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
All right, for Sooner Scotty, who called at the bottom of hour one, concern that football had been taken away from Oklahoma State University. Sooner Scotty, it was a joke by Colin Cowherd. Colin Cowherd was pulling your chain, if you may. Sooner Scotty, I can appreciate your concern because you're a college football fan, and I'll tell you what, we're all college football fans, but it was a joke. On that note, one of the best rants of all time.
That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make plays. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40! I'm not a kid! And then to say that we made that decision because Donovan Woods, because he threatened to transfer, that's not true! So get your facts straight. That's all I got to say.
Chris Kringle, three states and five affiliates at your disposal. Thank you for calling the Jerry Miller Show. Where are we going today, Chris Kringle? Chris Kringle, talk to me, sir. Chris Kringle. Let me get you to turn down the radio, Chris Kringle. You got me? All right, Chris Kringle's gone. Let's get Chris Coleman on the phone, TechSideline.com, 866-356-ESPN, 866-356-3776. Chris Coleman, the associate editor at TechSideline.com. Mr. Coleman, good afternoon, sir.
How's it going, Jerry? I thought you were trying to come up with a different nickname for me there.
Oh, no.
For a few seconds.
You're CC, baby. Do you like CC?
I like it. That's fine.
Chris Coleman, guys, the associate editor at TechSideline.com, a smart, smart man. And we start with the open-ended question first. 35 Virginia Tech, 30 Nebraska. Hokies got the W. What'd you think of the win?
I thought it was a great win. You know, anytime you go into a place like that, you know, that has that much, that commands that much respect. You know, obviously Nebraska is one of the biggest names in college football. They don't have the talent that they used to have out there, but, you know, they're going to rebuild and probably be pretty solid under Bo Pelini. And, you know, anytime you can go out and get a win in a stadium that size with such a young team, you know, a lot of teams would go out there and they'd be kind of starstruck, you know, with that sea of red and the Heisman Trophy room and everything like that. But, you know, Tech went out there, and Tech really dominated the game. I didn't think the game was as close as the final score indicated. So I think it's a very good sign for a young team that I think maybe they could be coming together.
Mr. Coleman, we'll try it one more time with Chris Kringle. Chris Kringle, we got you, sir.
Didn't know that was the name I was supposed to answer to. But very simply, I just wanted to say what a moron the last caller of last hour was, number one, thinking the football team gave up their programs, and number two, to say something so stupid as the economy collapsed yesterday. He didn't, like, pay attention to just silly sports rumors so much. He should maybe read a newspaper or pay attention to a little bit more to the real world.
Chris Kringle, a lot of truth there. I think he went on Colin Cowherd's rant earlier today. Give me a Virginia Tech question for Chris Coleman. Do you got one on the tip of your tongue?
Honestly, no. I just wanted to say what a moron that guy was.
Thank you for calling Chris Kringle. He's in the holiday spirit already, Mr. Coleman.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it.
Let me throw this to you here. Nebraska comes into the ballgame allowing 77 rushing yards. Virginia Tech left Lincoln with 206 rushing yards from Taylor, Evans, Lewis Jr. Just a fantastic showing for the Virginia Tech running game. We see that Ryan Schumann was the ACC Offensive Lineman of the Week this week. Can you give us the breakdown of the men in the trenches?
Yeah, you know, Ryan Schumann played really well. I think he's been Tech's high grader in four of their five games this year. I think that the left side of Tech's offensive line played the best. I don't think Sergio Render played as well as he's capable of. Blake DeChristopher was pretty good, but he's still only a redshirt freshman, you know, and he's going to get better. If you look at it, 206 yards, but still, Kenny Lewis only averaged 2.9 a carry. You know, he started out 8 carries, 50 yards, then his last 9 carries netted 0 yards. So, you know, I think I think there's still a lot of improvement that could be made up front for Tech, but at the same time, I think Nebraska really put eight men in the box a whole lot, and that's when they had most of their success stopping Tech's running game. But, you know, mainly you put Tyrod Taylor back at quarterback, and this was what was supposed to happen to Virginia Tech's running game. They were supposed to put up a lot more yards on the ground. So you know, we're just seeing that playing out like it was planned.
Guys, our guest is Chris Coleman. He joins us on Tuesdays. He's a smart man, the associate editor at TechSideline.com. I did Nick Pearson, Sean Bielowski's program on ESPN 1430 in Blacksburg yesterday. They were asking me about Tyrod Taylor. He finished 9-15, 171 yards, 0 touchdowns passing, had opportunities to connect on touchdown strikes. They asked me to kind of assess Taylor's performance. I'll throw the same question to you, Mr. Coleman.
You know, I thought it was a solid performance from a number standpoint and, you know, just getting it done. You know, it could have been better. You know, so I'd say probably a B. From what he did on the field, I would give him a B. I think he missed a touchdown pass to Greg Boone. I think he could have had Dyrell Roberts for at least a big gain on that first drive if he'd thrown the ball more to the inside. But from a poise standpoint, you got to give him an A. You know, I mean, you go back to last year, and in the big atmospheres he's played in and was able to do well, you know, in his first ever game at LSU last year, he showed something. Then, you know, he started at Clemson last year and showed quite a bit. This year, starting at Nebraska, you know, shows quite a bit. I think in those three games, in huge atmospheres, he has not thrown an interception. You know, so I think right now still the best thing about Tyrod Taylor is his really outstanding poise for such a young quarterback. And I think he's improving in the other facets of the game also. So, you know, he's still a very raw player, but, you know, I think nothing but good things are coming out of him in the future.
I agree 100% with your assessment. In fact, I was very impressed with Taylor's performance against Nebraska. It's a very hostile place to play. You know, Nebraska had come in 3-0. They came in with a lot of confidence. I thought Taylor played real well, and I understand he's not the most accurate of quarterbacks, but, you know, with some of the cons, you get a lot of positives, and the positives are 15 carries for 87 yards, 5.8 a tote, 1 touchdown, and the explosive ability, a 30-yard rushing run for Tyrod Taylor. Let me throw this to you. Is Taylor just not very accurate, Chris?
He's accurate. I think it's maybe one of those things where, you know, he's still only 19 years old and the game's still very fast to somebody that young. And I think it's just a matter of just getting a little bit older and getting more and more reputations, because he's more accurate than he showed, you know, on Saturday night. If you go back to the Florida State game last year when he's rolling to his left, throwing back with a flick of his wrist and hitting Justin Harper 50 yards down the sideline at the 1 yard line in bounds, perfect throw. You know, I mean, plays like that show his talent level. You know, maybe he was a little keyed up the other night, but you know, this is 2 weeks in a row where he's gotten better as the game has gone on. He wasn't that great coming out of the gate against North Carolina, wasn't that great coming out of the gate against Nebraska, but it seems like he settled in, and as the game went along, got better and better.
Guys, we're live in 3 states on 5 affiliates with a smart man here on the Jerry Miller Show. His name is Chris Coleman. He's the associate editor at TechSideline.com. We live on TechSideline.com to prepare for this program. We're kind of breaking down Nebraska and Virginia Tech showdown over the weekend. A good win for the for Virginia Tech. We're picking things apart, and one thing that we certainly got to bring up is Devon Morgan. The Rover is out with an ACL injury. Tough luck for a good kid. It happened in Nebraska. And it happened, as Kyle Tucker pointed out this morning in his blog, just 1.5 games past the deadline to qualify for a medical redshirt, Mr. Coleman.
Yeah, you know, that's a tough break for Morgan, because I really thought he was playing a lot better the last couple of games. He's got a lot of upside at Rover, I believe. You know, the good news is Dorian Porch is now in the game. Dorian Porch was a guy who was actually ahead of Morgan at Rover coming out of spring practice. So, I mean, when you talk about Porch, you're not talking about some slouch here or some career backup. I mean, he's a good player in his own right. He's a redshirt junior. I think he's the best tackler out of all of Virginia Tech's safety Rover-type players. I think he's going to be very good against the run. And when you consider that the Hokies aren't exactly playing any more great passing teams, they've already played their best passers in Pinckney and T.J. Yates and Gantz, that Porch might be a pretty good fit for the Tech defense down the stretch, because I think we're going to see more run-oriented teams.
Chris Coleman, our guest of TechSideline.com. We had somebody call the program last week before the Nebraska game, And he voiced his opinion about Darren Evans, the tailback. He said Evans will finish his career as maybe the greatest running back to come from Virginia Tech. It's certainly high praise for a very young guy, but against Nebraska, 21 carries, 72 yards, and 2 touchdowns, Mr. Coleman.
Yeah, you know, Evans impresses me more and more each week. You know, he scored at least one touchdown in every college game he's played in, you know, and he's only going to get better. You know, I think this was his first game with over 20 carries. And, you know, as he goes through and gets more carries, I think he kind of seems like a guy who gets stronger as the game goes on. And, you know, he had some nice carries, you know, in that last drive for Tech the other night. So I think everybody's really impressed with Evans right now. And, you know, as the Tech passing game continues to improve and, you know, maybe those linebackers start buying on some more play fakes once the passing game shows that it's more of a threat, then that should open things up more for Evans.
Let me throw this to you, CC. Virginia Tech graduates their entire wide receiving core. Brandon Orr was, you know, booted from the football team. Ellis gone, Adebe gone, Hall gone, Flowers gone. When this stacks up, you know, when this season's over and we stack it up to some of the previous jobs Beamer has done, where's this coaching year going to stack up? How will it stack up?
It's going to be up there. You know, it's going to be up there near the top. I mean, you think about, like you said, all those guys they lost. And then you talk about their schedule at the beginning of the season. Started out against East Carolina, then you've got Georgia Tech, who's a tough team to prepare for this year, and then you're on the road at North Carolina, and you're on the road against Nebraska. And everybody's taking shots at you. You know, North Carolina knows you're the team to beat in the Coastal Division. You're the top program in the ACC. They're a rising program. They're giving it their all to knock you off. And then Nebraska, that was the biggest crowd in Memorial Stadium history on Saturday night. To come out of that schedule with such a young team at 4-1, 2-0 in the ACC, you're the pretty clear favorite to win the Coastal Division. I think that says quite a bit about the coaching job done this year.
Who's, you know, Virginia Tech's going to be at the midpoint of the year after this weekend. Who's your top three for Coach of the Year right now?
If you look around the ACC right now, I think you got to go with Butch Davis is one of them. I think, you know, after losing to Virginia Tech at home, not having their starting quarterback, going down to Miami, winning that game, I think you know, that's pretty big. Paul Johnson at Georgia Tech has done a great job, but I really think you ought to look at David Cutcliffe at Duke also. They're 3-1, could easily be 4-0, so those are probably the top three choices right there. But if things keep going Virginia Tech's way, then I think Beamer's name will be up on that list before the end of the season as well.
Mr. Coleman, what do you got there? Some Stevie Nicks or Janis Joplin playing in the background? Who do you got?
Man, I don't know what that is. I think it's a radio station, and it's just coming in through the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what it is either. Well, I'll tell you what. You're a smart man, guys. Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com. Go to the website. He's the associate editor. He joins us on Tuesdays. CC, thank you, sir.
Yep, enjoyed it.
Guys, we'll go to commercial break. We come back on the Jerry Miller Show with open phone lines.
Families enjoy.